This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
While many shopping centers and retail complexes across the country are struggling, top-tier malls remain strong, performing as well as ever. Here to explain is Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York. Find him online, retaildoc.com. Bob, thank you for joining us today. And there was a major culling of shopping malls between 2017 and 2022, an average of nearly 1,100 malls closed every year between 2017 and 2022, and no new indoor mega malls have been built since 2006, nearly 20 years ago. And of course, we can point the finger at online shopping. And yet, despite all those malls closing, and we drive past them all the time, those dead shopping malls being redeveloped into something, there are a number of other shopping malls that are thriving. It's almost like the future forgot they existed. And at holiday time, Bob, you can't find a space in the parking lot. So what is the difference between the malls that died and the ones that are thriving? What was their secret to their success?
Well, the ones that are thriving all worked with the Retail Doctor. Oh, no, that's not it. I was just hoping that might be it.
What are the odds?
Exactly. So the one thing that no one mentions, and even with our friends at Placer AI who came out with that report, is so many malls were created with multiple owners. So back in when money was free and cheap in the 80s and 90s, you'd get a bunch of guys or gals together, you'd form a corporation, or you'd parcel all these different little sites underneath this new mega mall, and it made it almost impossible to make changes. So if you look at the big malls, and Aventura was one of the ones that was mentioned in this, they just kept opening, like, here's another 200,000 square feet we added, and here's more brands we've added, and here's more services we've added. The ones who have a single owner vision are the ones who seem to be able to make decisions quicker. And again, going back to that time when money was cheap, I grew up in Southern California, and it wasn't that unusual. You'd go down the freeway, and at one, there'd be a Home Depot, a Michaels, and, a third rate one. And then you'd go to another exit, and there's Lowe's, and there is Bed Bath & Beyond. And the money was so free and cheap that who cared about demand? Well, suddenly consumers said, demand matters, and the struggling properties, unless you're willing to invest, it's much like, in a retail store, the people I work with sales training, unless you're willing to invest in the people on my side, you're not going to make sales. But also, if you don't invest in the common grounds, in the tenant mix, in the parking, in the security of your location, you're going to be left behind. And customers are pretty absolute about those are the main ones that draw them.
It seems like the shopping malls in the Chicago area that have that have weathered the retail apocalypse just fine, as you mentioned, do have the single owner, so they're able to pivot and be a little more nimble as far as reacting to market trends. But the other thing that makes them notable is just the size. They are really big shopping developments, and as a result, they could do a lot of stuff with the space that they have. Because I do feel like, you know, there's one shopping mall that I used to go to quite a bit when I was a kid, but their two anchor stores were Sears and JCPenney and Carson Perry Scott. And and those were the anchor stores. And when the anchors disappeared, the mall's fortunes floated away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look at Water Tower. It was one of the first ones that was a great mall. And now they're looking at downsizing the retail aspect and trying to figure it out. There's a lot of reasons why, but really does come down to, can you make can you make a date of it? Can you go and see a film and maybe have different options? And I'm not talking a food court where everything is fried and super fattening. Can you get in and out fairly easily? And is it bright and welcoming? And, you know, it doesn't sound hard. But the capital to do that over and over again is a deal breaker for many, which is why when you see 1,000 malls going out across the land, we're talking C and D stores, which all were the same, right? You know when you're in one of those, because they're all little independents kind of reusing somebody else's old space, and it just feels yucky to be in there. So when you have that, no one wants to come back to that experience.
Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York. Find him online, theretaildoc.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday and still to come, our Monday Stock Picker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.